following a court-ordered agreement earlier this month. The Fish and Wildlife Service has designated more than 1.2 million acres of critical habitat in northwestern California and southwestern Oregon for the threatened Humboldt martin, a small carnivorous mammal native to the coastal forests of northern California and southern Oregon. The Humboldt martin was once thought to be extinct due to the extensive logging and habitat loss. However, small populations have been rediscovered. In 2010, the Center for Biological Diversity and the Environmental Protection Information Center, or EPIC, petitioned to list the Humboldt martin as protected under the Endangered Species Act. However, Fish and Wildlife delayed the actual protecting of the animal until 2020. Today, fewer than 400 Humboldt martins remain in just four highly isolated fragments of their historic habitat, which has been reduced by 93%, according to the Center for Biological Diversity.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. The species was listed as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act in 2020. So, you know, we have been waiting a bit of time to get this to get their habitat actually protected, but it couldn't come soon enough, and we're really excited about it.
That was Chelsea Stewart Fusick speaking to us last week.
I'm an attorney in the Endangered Species Program and the Center for Biological Diversity. I work out of the Portland office, and I do endangered species protection work. So that can include trying to get species listed under the ESA in the first place, and can also include trying to combat some harmful projects that might harm those endangered species once they are on the list. So yeah, I mostly do litigation, a little bit of policy work as well.
The critical habitat designation calls for 5 units of protected habitat where martins are known to still exist. This includes acreage in Coos, Curry, Douglas, Josephine, Lane, and Lincoln counties in Oregon, and Del Norte and Siskiyou counties in Northern California.
Yes, so the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service just designated critical habitat for the Humboldt martin in they designated the critical habitat across its home range. And, you know, that home range has shrunk quite a bit compared to the vast amount of forest they historically inhabited. But, you know, their range has shrunk by about 93%. But the areas where they still are will now come with their habitat being protected. And the designation ultimately means that federal projects that are to take place within the critical habitat boundaries must go through consultation with the Fish and Wildlife Service to ensure that any harmful impacts are avoided or mitigated to the extent possible. And this also applies to any project that requires a federal permit.
But this new agreement that designates critical habitat for the imperiled species in part exempts Green Diamond Timber Company's logging lands in exchange for monitoring the creation of a 2,100-acre reserve on land and a highly speculative proposal to relocate martins to a national and state parks.
And, you know, to be clear, these consultations very rarely result in a project being unable to go forward, but they do mean that the effects of the project will have to be analyzed a bit closer in the context of what the martin needs to survive. And this can result in conservation measures being put in place to mitigate any anticipated harm to martin habitat.
Martins are threatened by the ongoing logging of mature forests, loss of closed canopy habitat to wildfires, rodent poison, and vehicle strikes. Stewart Fusick explained that martins are on the brink of extinction, and with most of their habitat lost to logging, their populations cannot expand. She says if these animals are going to recover, they're going to need more than the disconnected habitat fragments the service just protected.
The Humboldt martin really needs old forest habitat. And old forest habitats come with really complex structure. And that kind of structure you can't get from a young forest stand. So they really rely on these old growth habitat areas, as well as more mature forests that may not quite be old growth yet, but that is heading in that direction. They need to eat a lot of food every day to meet their energy demands. So It's really becomes a problem when we don't have the habitat they need for their prey, or for them. One problem with logging as well, in addition to just removing the habitat they need, is that it also creates conditions that their predators really thrive in, specifically the bobcat. So we're seeing a lot of predation on martens by bobcats when they lack that canopy cover that would otherwise help them hide from predators.
The CBD attorney stated that she's happy that the Humboldt Martin finally has protection for some of the most important places they live, but believes that it shouldn't have taken multiple lawsuits to get here. Quote, "It's extremely disappointing that the service continues to give special treatment to timber companies, which are largely responsible for the Martin's decline in the first place," end quote.
We're really worried about these areas that, may not be great Martin habitat right now, and that Martins may not be in right now, but that, if we want their population to expand, we need to expand the areas that contain suitable habitat for them. And so, we were hoping that Fish and Wildlife Service would take a closer look at some of Green Diamond's lands. Green Diamond lands are situated in a place that could be a habitat connectivity corridor at some point for the Martin. But ultimately we are just a little concerned that the service protected only habitat that is occupied right now. The scientists, including the service's own scientists, have really emphasized the importance of habitat connectivity. And right now their population areas, there are only four isolated population areas. And so this fragmentation just means it will be harder to recover the species because those populations won't be able to connect with one another if we don't restore habitat in between them. Ultimately, we want martins to get off the endangered species list. We don't want to just maintain their really low numbers they have right now. We want to actually expand their population.
Moving forward, conservation measures include habitat protection, research on their population and ecology, and efforts to mitigate human impacts on their environment. In conclusion, we asked what comes next.
What comes next is that we hope to just see greater attention paid to their habitat needs. We hope to see that federal projects that go forward within their critical habitat areas, are really analyzed closely, that we get some more conservation measures in place in those areas. This has been a really long fight to get here. We first petitioned, along with EPIC, we first petitioned to get the species listed under the ESA back in 2010. So, it's taken several lawsuits since then, and to see us, get that threatened determination that the species is threatened in 2020 was a really important thing. And now this critical habitat designation is really exciting too. So we're just hoping that the Martin, really benefits from this, and we expect that they will.
More on the ruling and other efforts to protect the Humboldt Martin can be found at biologicaldiversity.org.